National says it would get rid of lockdowns once vaccination rates hit 85% or on December the 1st, whichever comes first. Its back in business plan would also boost the wage subsidy and introduce temporary tax cuts for businesses and workers. There would be targeted support for the worst hit industries and possible compensation for lost earnings. National says it will get business moving again, while a COVID-19 modeller warns reopening under those conditions would come with hundreds of deaths and thousands of hospitalisations. Our political reporter Annika Smith has more.
Much more cash would flow into business bank accounts under National's plan through tax breaks, investment incentives and more generous COVID support payments. It would also give every vaccinated New Zealander $100 to spend on local hospitality, accommodation or tourism. Party leader Judith Collins says businesses are crying out for help, and it's time politicians answered the call.
If we want these otherwise viable businesses to survive and still be around as we move through lockdown restrictions and reopen to the world, we need to help them get through these next few months.
National's economic plan hones in on business, but would also see the end of alert levels and lockdowns. Once 85% of the eligible population is double vaccinated, National would drop restrictions. If this isn't done by the 1st of December, restrictions would reduce anyway, with no clear framework around managing outbreaks. COVID-19 modeller Professor Sean Hendy says that will mean fatalities. His data shows a best-case scenario where 90% of the eligible population is vaccinated could result in 1,500 deaths and 13,000 to 14,000 hospitalisations over the next year. At peak, there may be 800 to 900 people in hospital at one time, something Mr. Hendy says our health system is not equipped to deal with.
So it's probably not something that, is tolerable. And so what that realistically, what that means is we probably have to be spend a significant amount of time in alert level two or something similar to that to keep those numbers down. Our health system couldn't cope.
Professor Hendy says if restrictions are dropped while daily case numbers are still high, it would also force the end of effective contact tracing and testing.
If come December 1, we were still struggling to bring this current outbreak under control, then we really could see a collapse of those targeted public health measures to control things.
Exactly what the Delta outbreak will look like in December is unknown, but Business New Zealand's chief executive, Kirk Hope, says elements of National's plan are worthy of serious consideration.
There's certainly a lot of components in there that I know a lot of businesses would be supportive of. More targeted support, I think, in compensation for some losses would be a significant help to a lot of businesses, and particularly in Auckland, that are really doing it hard at the moment.
The plan promises lower debt levels and lower, more disciplined government spending. There's a commitment to keep debt below 25% of GDP, something Finance Minister Grant Robertson says is not possible without cuts to key services.
It's claimed somehow that you can increase spending, cut revenue and slash debt all at the same time. It just simply doesn't add up.
Hospitality New Zealand's Jeremy Smith says businesses can't keep living week to week, and National's plan is better than what's currently on the table.
At least they're trying to come up with a plan that they're trying to articulate. It's probably not perfect, but as business owners, it gives us something to aim for.
The government is due to outline a new traffic light-like system for the future management of COVID-19, which will include vaccine goals specific to Auckland and the wider country, on Friday.